Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the ball down.
Hello, Houston.
Well, that's right. Thank you very much, Mr. Bob Tallman, and welcome from Houston. The Making Hay Rodeo Network is live from Rodeo Houston as we wrap up Championship Saturday, and I have got to tell you, this was one for the record books. Oh, man, how exciting was this? Fans, if you missed out on the opportunity to watch Rodeo Houston tonight, I really feel for you. You missed some exciting rodeo action. Hopefully you go back to FoxSportsSouthwest.com and watch it again. You talk about just an amazing, amazing night here in Houston, Texas. And you know, really on top of everything else, to be down here with good friends, and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing. But fans, we have got a lot to talk about here this evening. We've got interviews from the round winners. We're going to be able to sit back and listen to them as they recap their rounds. We're going to be able to sit back here and talk with a couple other of our contestants here that have made it back here to Championship Sunday. And man, I have got to just, there's so many people that we have to thank for making this possible here with Making Hay Rodeo Network. Now, I will also say that if you have not seen our new website, making8rodeo.com, go over and take a visit. Take a look at the photo gallery. We've got the pictures already uploaded right there, or you can find them on our Facebook fan page, Making 8 Network. So get over there, check out some of the great pictures tonight. Of course, they were taken by our good friend, Mr. Frank Collins. He has been a great help, great friend of ours. Haven't seen him since the old Marine Corps days, about 14 years ago, if that gives you any idea of how old we are. But we had a great time down here in Houston. Got to watch Luke Bryan tonight and really just relax and celebrate. What a, you know, just a great 2 weeks down here. Now, you know, Rodeo Houston has been going on for three. We only made it for two. So we actually were a week behind. But I got to tell you, these guys have put on a fantastic deal down here. The committee, the sponsors, everybody who took part of Rodeo Houston has really stepped up, and they have done a great job. We look forward to being back here again next year, fans, and hopefully you will be able to come down here and join us as well. So let's get right down to it, fans. Here's what it's all about. You know, there were 10 competitors in each round or each event that were able to be here on Championship Sunday. Now, they only took four back to the shootout. So, with that being said, down to the tie-down roping, our first event here of the evening. You know, it came down to it. Strand Smith, Clint Robinson, Fred Whitfield, and, of course, our good buddy, Mr. Shane Hanchey, all made it back to the shootout. It came down to the wire, guys. Shane Hanchey started things off. The first guy out ran a 9-0. Strand Smith came back and actually topped him 8-6. That automatically took Shane out of the $50,000 winning circle. Clint Robinson came back and beat Strand Smith with an 8-3. So it came down to one man. Now, this guy is a veteran in the tie-down roping. He is no stranger to the championships. He understands the pressure of being in a place like this. So here we go. Fred Whitfield comes out, turns out a 7.8. And fans, you know that we have Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And that was something that was brought up to us by our good friend Shane Hansey's brother. And, you know, in the tie-down roping, if you can make 8 seconds, you are looking to make some big paychecks. And, you know, Fred Whitfield got up underneath that 8 seconds, 7.8, was able to win the tie-down roping. And here we have an interview with him. Now, I will tell you that this is a two-part interview, and I apologize for it, but we got so wrapped up, and it was our first interview of the evening interviewing these round winners. So here we go with a little bit of a recap with Fred Whitfield.
Well, I feel great, you know, to be able to come here in front of your hometown fans and excel and win it the way I did. You know, it wasn't like it was a gimme. I had to go out and do my job, and it worked out. You know, I knew I had a pretty good calf, and I just wanted to be on the barrier and try to make it happen, and it worked out.
So you won in 2000, but not the $50,000. What kind of difference does that make for you?
Well, I think I won $12,000 that year, so it's a $38,000 difference. I mean, anytime you can go to a rodeo and win $57,000, I mean, that's the guy ahead for the next, you know, 6 months in my mind. And, you know, the first time I won $50,000 at Calgary, I bought the place that I live on now. So I imagine we'll invest it a little. We haven't even gone that far as discussing what we're going to do with it. But that's a big financial gain. And, I mean, like I said at the start, I had a good feeling when I got here this year, you know, and I didn't put any added pressure on myself, and it worked out.
So where are you going to put the saddle?
Well, it's going to go in my trophy room at my house where I got about 30 other saddles sitting there. So I got a good spot for it.
Fred, you came in there knowing that you had to beat an 8-3. How were you feeling when you got back in the box?
I had a good feeling. You know, I just wanted to make sure my mare was standing good, and I just wanted to let that calf go just a little bit ahead of me before I'd have a fast throw and then, you know, make a good run on the ground.
Well, you sure raised the roof out here tonight. Congratulations.
Well, when I threw my hands up, I didn't know I was 7.8, but I knew I was faster than 8.3, and that's why I celebrated.
Good deal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You had a good feeling.
Before this rodeo started, and then, like I said, I had a horse flip over last Sunday. I was just loping him around the ring, and he just stumbled and fell. And you know, I laid in bed at night, and I didn't really cry, but I was a little upset about the way it went down. And I thought, well, hell, maybe it's not meant to be. And I went and got a shot today from a doctor here in town, and you know, it didn't deaden my leg or nothing. It just killed the pain a little bit. And, you know, I've got to go out and compete and perform.
Emotional
when you win $57,000, something's wrong with you, you know, and the way the fans reacted when I started raising the roof, it's just overwhelming feeling, you know, and to be able to do it, all my family, my wife, my kids, my mother, my brother, and a whole host of friends are here today, you know, and I put my heart and soul into rodeo, you know, and to have this kind of payday, you should be emotional.
I know you're still, you've had some winnings before. Do you think you have a lot of time left still?
Well, the thing about it is honestly, I don't want to work as hard as I used to, you know, to stay competitive all the time. And I'm approaching roping right now. If I go to a rodeo somewhere and I don't win nothing, you know, I don't get upset about it because I'm not working as hard. But, you know, I prepared myself to come to this rodeo, and I'm 44 miles from the Reliance Center. Get up every morning, run a few calves like I practiced this morning, you know. Didn't take no kind of painkillers or nothing. I just got my butt up at 7 o'clock, saddled a couple of horses. I ran about 8 calves. The guys were like, man, you want to make a good run? Because things wasn't going good this morning at home. They said, you want to saddle another horse? I said, man, I'm a big game player. When they turn the lights on, I'll be ready.
All right, guys, that was Fred Whitfield, the champion tie-down roper here at Rodeo Houston, and want to say congratulations to him. I apologize for this. You know, this was really a unique day for us. This was the first night being down here championship round, and I've got to tell you, it was a madhouse down here with the amount of fans and sponsors and media. And we're just so glad that we were able to be here and be a part of it to give you all an opportunity to take a listen to what's going on with a lot of these round winners. So there we have Fred Whitfield as he recapped his round down here, has recapped his day. What a great day for him. And, you know, winning so much money down here in one day. You know, he was literally raising the roof down here. You seen him do the little fist pump, and he was just excited, throw his hat in the air. He knew he had a great run there You know, didn't know it was 7-8, but knew it was fast enough. And sure enough, was able to get the job done here tonight. So that's going to take us down to the bareback riding. And, man, I'll tell you, you know, when you're talking about the caliber of contestants that were here this evening, Jesse Davis, Will Lowe, Casey Fields, Wynn Ratliff, you know, Wes Stevenson, all these guys have just dominated. You know, Stephen Dent, the list goes on. These guys have all done so well down here this these past 3 weeks of Rodeo Houston, but it came down to four. And I've got to say, I was actually kind of surprised to see Casey Field and Jesse Davis, Stephen Dent, not there in that final four. However, I will tell you who was there. That was Wes Stevenson, Will Lowe, Wynn Ratliff, and Tom McFarland. So, with these guys at hand, you know, there's a lot at stake. I actually had my money on Will Lowe. Will Lowe came out, had a great run, but it wasn't good enough. Wes Stevenson came out with an 88-point ride. Wynn Ratliff came out with 89.5. The winner of the evening, though, the first man out of the gates in the shootout for the bareback riding, Tom McFarland, 93 points. Rodeo fans, I've got to tell you, that is huge here in Reliant Stadium. 93 points in a bareback ride. If you guys missed it, you better get over to Fox Sports Southwest and watch it again. Unbelievable. This horse gave him so much, and he gave that horse so much back. It was amazing. My mouth dropped when I saw that ride. And when the score came in at 93, there was no question that this man was he was on a mission to win that championship here at Rodeo Houston, and he got the job done. So let's take a listen with our round winner of the bareback riding with a 93-point ride, Tom McFarland.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, this rodeo, it's the guy's heart goes to beating on your first one, much less for the 50,000. So just tried to stay calm and do what I know I'm supposed to. And thank the Lord, it just worked out.
It seemed like you had some tense moments on there where you almost fell off.
I'll tell you what, just stay aboard and give it all you got. You know, I knew just staying on wouldn't win it, so I figured try to be as many as I could and just let them roll. And boy, it worked, thank goodness.
Tom, what do you know about that horse that you had tonight?
I'll tell you what, I didn't know a whole lot until I got here to Rodeo Houston, and that's all the talk's been about was this new horse at Virgil that's supposed to be so rank. And actually, about a week or two ago, the stall contractor was talking about him, and I looked at him after I got done. I said, I guarantee I'm going to get that booger. He laughed. He said, I hope you do. So it worked out.
Well, it sure enough did. Nothing but smiles up here. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
One question for you. 93 is a pretty high score. You're coming in first out of the shoot. What is it been like feeling, just waiting there and seeing if anybody's going to beat you?
You know, I tell you what, I was just so happy to stay aboard and stay alive. I knew the horse was a bucker, and that was kind of the nice thing about having that horse is I wasn't having to worry about would it be enough horse or I need to do this or that to win. I knew all I needed to do was my job, and he'd take care of the rest. So I focused on myself, and good Lord help me.
Have you ever scored a 93 before?
One time, yes, sir. That's my highest score. It was a 93, well, about 7 years ago, so it's been a while.
What's it like doing it here in the Reliant Stadium?
Oh, now that's a dream come true. The last time I wasn't, nothing near like this, so... you know, it's probably the highlight of my career so far, and if that's all there ever is, I'm awful proud of it. I'm happy.
Well, $54,000, what are you going to do? I mean, here the next couple of days, you going to take some time off, or are you going out to get more rodeos?
I tell you what, we're up in Austin tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then Monday night at Austin, so stay right at it. I got two rank horses there, so hopefully just keep on a roll.
There you go. Carry that momentum. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
When they win the championship, they go to Disney World. Are you going to Disney World?
I tell you what, I don't know if it'll be anytime soon because I'm going to be rodeoing, but my little girls and wife deserve it. I'm going to take them somewhere.
All right, guys, that was your bareback riding champion, Tom McFarland, down here at Rodeo Houston. 93 points. Amazing run. And if you guys, like I said, if you missed it, you got to go back and watch it on FoxSportsSouthwest.com. We've got the links posted on our network, Making8Rodeo.com. So make sure you go over and check them out. Wow. You can't say anything more than that. It was just amazing and great to sit back and talk with Tom as he was just nothing but smiles upstairs. his wife, his kids were just so excited, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to be up there with him as he was able to win his buckle and his saddle and that huge paycheck here for being here at Rodeo Houston. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. We have got to get a few words from our good friends there at Rodeo Genius. So let's take a listen.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Welcome back, friends, as we get ready to get into the team roping. Now, this was another one that was really, it was an interesting event here, and I'll tell you why, because I was actually kind of confused. I was a little lost in the sauce there. Wasn't quite sure what exactly was taking place, but I can tell you that the final four that made it out of the team roping, out of the top 10 teams, Travis Train, Cody Doshier, Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith, of course, you know those guys, you know, the world champion team ropers. Those guys know how to get the job done. Justin Davis, Clay Cooper, and Calvin Brevik and Travis Woodard. And we had an opportunity to check in with Travis Woodard just a couple nights ago. I've got to say, you know, as the times were coming in, now I know that there was a tie between Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith and Justin Davis and Clay Cooper. And I don't know exactly how everybody had to rerun, but I can tell you when all the dust settled here in Rodeo Houston, the two guys, the team that was able to advance and win the championship was Justin Davis and Clay Cooper. So it was great to see those guys, and we had an opportunity to catch up with them. So let's take a listen to their interview.
All right, Justin, how's it feel to win the $50,000?
Well, that's probably the best part, is doing it with Clay, but it's just a blessing to be able to get the rope of this rodeo and have the opportunity to have a chance to win $50,000. And to do it, it's unreal.
What makes the two of you work so well together?
We have the same plan. We just want to do the best of our abilities. Back in there and do as good as we can, and the results were great this time.
What makes Rodeo Houston special to win?
Oh, man.
Growing
up around here, I guess it's awesome. I don't know. It's just the biggest rodeo around, biggest rodeo I've ever roped yet, so it's awesome.
Talk to us a little about the steer that you had here tonight going into it. What did you guys think about it? Did you know what you had?
Which one? The very last one? Yeah, actually, when I was riding around, Charlie Crawford, a good friend of mine, had actually roped the steer earlier in the week, and he told me that he's a great steer. He's going to come to me a little bit, but he was slow, and just go knock him down. And I didn't do a very good job, but it was good enough.
Well, like, you got to speak up and say something. How are you feeling right now?
You know, it's a big rodeo. Anytime you win, it's a good feeling. But to win a real big rodeo is great. To win it with a good friend and a good guy, and it just makes it icing on the cake, really.
How long have you guys been partners?
We just roped together this winter, is all. So,
you guys going to stick together for a little bit?
I think Justin's going to go on, and I'm going to go to the house, take my 50 and go home.
There you go. Well, good luck to both of you guys.
Thank you
so much. How important was the horse tonight?
What's that?
The horse. How good of a job did the horse do?
Oh, man, my horse is amazing. I mean, he makes the job easy for me. Without him, this is impossible.
Yeah, the horses are everything. Without riding a good horse, you don't have a chance. So our horses work good, and we were able to catch our steers and came out on top, and we're blessed. Thank you.
All right, fans, that was Justin Davis and Clint Cooper, your team roping champions here at Rodeo Houston. And, you know, you guys may wonder a little bit about how these interviews are coming in, and I've got to tell you that after these guys have gotten their buckle presentation, after the saddle presentation, these guys had to do some sponsor things, and then they came over with us. Now, there were a few other reporters there, one of them being from the Houston Chronicle, the other one being from the show. So these interviews that were coming in were more of a joint effort. We were able to team up and work together and had a blast working with each other. We were laughing with these contestants as they were coming up there, these winners of the rounds. Really had a great time. So we have to send a big old shout out to our friends there at the Houston Chronicle, as well as the show, for coming down here and taking part of Rodeo Houston. We're glad to be up here with them, and really was. It was just a great opportunity. So that is where you guys are getting a lot of the questions and may have a hard time hearing some of the questions that were being presented as we were trying to go back and forth. Getting down to the Saddle Bronc, though, guys. Wow, another great event. You know, when we're talking about some of the top-name horses that have been brought here, you know that we were going to have some great draws. And I've got to say, the list was long and distinguished of talented competitors. Cody DeMoss, Cody Wright, Jesse Wright, you know, the Wright brothers, Wade Sundell, you know, Cole Elshier. The list just goes on here in the Saddle Bronc riding as well. The talent that had made it here to the championship Sunday. But the four that stood out, the four that made it to the shootout, would be Tyler Corrington with 85, Chad Furley with 84.5, Cole Elshier with 84.5, and Wade Sundell with 84. So those were your four guys that had brought it in. And when it came down to it, when the dust settled and the horses stopped bucking, it was Wade Sundell on top of his game. Now, Wade has dominated being down here. This was his first event back since the injury that he acquired at the Wrangler National Finals back in December. His dad had told him, listen, take the time off. Make sure you get healed right. This guy is sitting on the edge of his seat here come these winter months. Hard to get, you know, to not get out there and rodeo. But Wade took his time, was very patient, and it paid off. So let's take a listen to this interview with Wade Sundell, your winner of the Saddle Bronc Riding at the Rodeo Houston Championship Saturday. Wade, you had a great ride here tonight. Had a couple of them. Now you came in fourth into the final four. What were you thinking coming in? What did you think you had to do?
Man, I just knew the horse that I had drawn, and I knew that was the one that if you were gonna win the 50, that was probably the one you wanted. And man, I was just so excited to have that horse, and he was one of the, you know, the best ones you could have had in there, and I did my part, and it worked out awesome.
How did you feel about that 91 score when you seen it come up?
I got really excited. That horse is so awesome to be 91 on that horse here, and to be second here at this rodeo three times, and now finally winning it. Pretty awesome.
Now, this is your first rodeo of the season. This is the first one you've come back for after resting up from that injury at the Wrangler National Finals, right?
Yes, sir. I've been at home since December there. I sat at home and just started rehabbing my knee, and this is the first one I came back to since then, and it paid off.
you won every one that you've been into, from your Super Series to the semifinals, and now obviously today where it really counts with that $50,000 bonus.
Oh, yeah. Things are just on a roll, you know, and just keep going and taking it in stride.
Where are you headed next?
I go to Austin to their shootout next Saturday, and then got a little bit of time off after that. So
get ready for that summer run, right?
Get ready to head out west.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's the best one you had on a big stage like this in the 91?
Yeah, I think I've been 93 before once, but like this one, that ride is probably ranked the best ride that I've had, you know, in my career. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
What was your mindset going into getting on the horse?
So I'm on cloud nine right now. So I mean, there ain't a whole lot that you know to think that could buck me up. I don't think. Like when I came here, and, rodeo, as we call it, 40% in the rodeo, because that's, you can only win 40% of the money that's up, for all the money together. When I came here, I was like, man, that'd be pretty awesome to 40% this big rodeo, and I won everything that you could win, so it's pretty awesome.
What was it that hurt, how did you hurt your knee, or what was it about your knee that hurt?
Well, I had my meniscus was torn, and then the fibula where it ties into your knee cap, all the bone marrow was crushed, and I had a spiral fracture on the inside of the bone. so I just had to lay off and go to the swimming pool and just start rehabbing it back.
Obviously, well, I guess you were, but were you nervous getting back on the horse for the first time since the injury?
No, I mean, not really. Like, I knew it felt really good, and I rode Bogan Horse long enough. Everything should come back, and I should be able to do my part. So.
Now, you were just saying that you were doing some rehab in the pool. Now that you've won that big check, you going to go down south and hang out at the beach for a little bit?
I don't know. I might. I'm probably going to go back to the house and start riding some more horses, I imagine.
Well, congratulations, Wade.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Wade Sundell. 91 points here in the championship round in the shootout to take the win here, take the buckle, take the saddle, and just like he had talked about, taking 40% home. That's the most a guy can make here at Rodeo Houston is 40% of the earnings in your event, and he was able to do that. And I believe the only guy, his grand total here this event, Rodeo Houston, $62,500. My gosh, can you imagine bringing home that much in a three-week time span? You got to tip your hat to a guy like Wade Sundell. This guy is a champion. He knows how to get it done. And, you know, taking that time off, taking that advice to rest and rehab like he needed to come back here and, you know, win Rodeo Houston in such great form like he was able to do was great. It was great for him. It was great for us to watch. Really amazing to watch Wade Sundell in action. So, guys, we've got steer wrestling coming up now. We've got to talk about the steer wrestling. This is the true big man sport now. We've talked a lot about it down here. You've got a lot of talent here in our championship round. Curtis Cassidy, Jake Reinhart, who we were able to catch up with earlier, as well as Curtis Cassidy. Casey Jones, you know, a lot of these guys you would expect to see make it back. Sure enough, Curtis Cassidy came back. He ran 5.0 in the first round, and, you know, that was actually the fastest time of the evening. Ty Wagenspike scored 5.3, which put him in the shootout. Jake Reinhart scored 5.2, which put him in. Casey Jones, 4.3, put him in the driver's seat there to come to the shootout. So those top four guys were the ones that were there. Now, before we had an opportunity to catch up with the round winners, we also had an opportunity to catch up with some of the guys as they were hanging around. We're going to catch up with Olin Hannum and check out his interview. Here it is. We caught up with Olin just before the championship Saturday.
Hey, guys. We're up here before the championship round kicks off with one of the steer wrestlers, Olin. Olin
Hannum.
Hannum. Olin Hannum. Now, talk to us about what it's like for you to be here at Rodeo Houston.
Well, you know, it's a great environment. We're up here signing autographs right now. People are excited. You can feel the tension, the excitement in the air. A lot of people here for Luke Bryan, and it's a real exciting time.
Now, how do you feel coming into this championship round? You know, you guys have made it. This is where the big paychecks are going to be paid out today.
Yeah, you know, there's a good pen of steers out today. There ought to be a lot of chances. It's going to come down to who scores good and Bulldog's good.
That's right. Now, you know, I know another part of it is your horse. Talk to us about your horse a little bit.
You know, I'm borrowing a horse today. It belongs to Dakota Eldridge. Really nice horse. One of the horses I've got on that I really get along with. He's a lot like my own horse, and it makes me feel real comfortable.
Well, good. Well, good luck here today, and hopefully we'll see you back up here to get those saddles and buckles.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. That was Olin Hannum, who was competing in the championship round. Unfortunately, did not advance to the shootout here in the steer wrestling. But like we had talked about, the four guys that were able to make it back, Curtis Cassidy, Jake Reinhart, Tyler Wagenspack, and Casey Jones. And, well, you know, the man of the night, when everybody got up and wiped their britches, you know, and jumping off those horses at such a high rate of speed, bringing down those steers was Casey Jones. And we caught up with him, so take a listen to the interview that we had with Casey Jones.
You're just winning $50,000.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I've been looking forward to this rodeo. It's one of my favorites. I've been coming here for 20 years trying to win it. And so, you know, that phrase, never give up, finally paid off.
Talk to us about that run that you had here, this final run.
Yeah, that was a steer I actually run in the second round of my series. I was 8'6". Two other guys was like 11 and 10 on him, and they kind of wanted to put the stronger steers for the top four. And so I was a little afraid of him because the best I did on him was 8'6", but I got paid back, you know, and made a better run on him today. It means a lot with the momentum, you know, and then the excitement to where, you know, I was the last guy to go. And so I had to be 5'4". I just couldn't safety up and get him off his feet, you know. And so everything turned out good. I just bought that horse, and he makes it easy. Awesome.
You got to keep him around for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Talk to us about your hazer that you had here working with you. How important is that to have a good hazer alongside of you?
That's awesome. His name is Riley Duval. I rodeoed with his great uncle when I started. The Duvals are legendary in rodeo. And I remember when Riley was little bitty. And now this is like his second or third year going. And he's just a great guy. And he's, you know, that's what they do in their family is they haze and they bulldog, you know. And so it's a business to them. And so he takes it seriously. And I was just honored to have him haze for me here.
Slapping high fives everywhere. How does the crowd play into your performance each night?
Man, it's great. When you have, you know, I don't know how many people is here, but you can all hear them. And then, you know, and like I was the last to go, and I heard the crowd, you know, get excited for when Fred won, and he was the last to go. And, man, I really wanted to see if I can get that, you know, the crowd's excited. And so that was just exciting. It was just a lot of fun. This is the best rodeo we go to all year long, and, man, it's just an honor to win it.
How special was it for you to get a win here in Houston?
Oh, it's real special. You know, that they give a saddle and a buckle and 50,000. You know, and it's something that, you know, they never can take away from you. You know, you wear that buckle everywhere, and it means something when you have the Houston buckle on. You know, so it's special, very special.
Where are you gonna put your saddle?
I'm gonna ride it. A lot of guys put a trophy saddle and put it, you know, in the house, but I think it needs to be shown that horse won it, and I want him to wear it.
Awesome. Gotta put it to use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was there a benefit to going last, like knowing what you had to do to win?
Not really, but, you know, I knew that I was going to have to make the best run I could on that steer because, you know, I knew what that steer was like, and you couldn't stub your toe on him because he's strong and he's a little tricky. And, man, that horse just rung up behind those horns, and it was over, you know. Before I went, I knew I was going to make a good run. You know, I just had that confidence that, you know, it's time to win Houston. So just played out.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that was Casey Jones, your winner of the steer wrestling in the 2013 BP Super Series Championship round here from Rodeo Houston. So congratulations to him. And, you know, he was another one that, you know, he was last out, knew he had to make a good run, and sure enough put it on. And he actually had that steer earlier in the Super Series. So this is a guy that was familiar with that steer, made him a little nervous, but he was able to get the job done, and, man, he sure enough did that here tonight. So, well, guys, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we've got barrel racing and bull riding coming at you right here on the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show from Rodeo Houston. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Hay Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingHayRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingHayRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Okay, so here we go into the barrel racing. Now, fans, I will tell you, if you had an opportunity to watch the barrel racing from last night in the wild card round, you know that Carly Pierce ran a 14.04 and set the fastest time here at Rodeo Houston for 2013. So we had an opportunity to catch up with her. So before we get into the championship Sunday, let's take a listen to our interview with Miss Carly Pierce.
Hey guys, we're up here with one of the barrel racers who have made it here to the championship round, and this young lady actually was the fastest time here at Rodeo Houston so far with a 14.04 run last night. Carly, talk to us about your run down here at Rodeo Houston.
Well, last night we had a really good run. We were good on the ground, second, and the night before we tipped a barrel to end up coming back to the championship round. So the wild card round was our last shot at it, and Dylan was feeling really good, and he really loves Houston and the crowd. And so he just went in there and made one of his Dillon runs and let me enjoy it with him.
Well, he really looked good out there. You look really good turning those barrels and controlling them out there in that arena. It was a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, 1404, you've already set records at the Wrangler National Finals there at the Thomas & Mack. And, you know, now you're down here and you're the fastest horse, fastest cowgirl. And we look forward to seeing what you can do here tonight in the championship round.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I set this arena record here on him last year. And so that 04 was real close to it. And hopefully if we can just go out there and make it back to the top four. Normally his second run in the same day is a strong run. And we'll just, you know, hope for a good run and keep everybody safe and sound. And I'm just blessed to be here.
Well, we certainly look forward to watching you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. That was Carly Pierce, who ran a 14.04 last night in the wild card, which was, you know, it was literally a wild card spot. She knew she had to make a fast time, and she was actually do that by running 14.04 to set the fastest time here in the 2013 Rodeo Houston rounds. But, unfortunately, today was not enough. Now, she ran a 14.75 in the long round and was not able to make it back to the shootout. So, it was a disappointing day for Carly, but I know she's got a lot of rodeo left, and we really enjoyed catching up with her, as well as so many of the other cowgirls and cowboys here at Rodeo Houston. But the ones that made it back to the Final Four, Mary Walker, who is our reigning world champion barrel racer, Nancy Hunter, Tanya Rennick, and Sherry Servey. Now, I've got to tell you, the two in particular, Sherry Servey and Mary Walker. Mary Walker has dominated down here at Rodeo Houston. Sherry Servey is a world champion, and this, you know, both of them alone in that top bracket would make me nervous. But I'll tell you, two cowgirls that were able to get things done, Tanya Rennick and Nancy Hunter. Nancy Hunter was the one that came out with the fastest time in the shootout with a 14.40, so that was the one that got our $50,000 paycheck in the barrel racing. So I want to send a big old congratulations to Nancy, and it was great to catch up with her. So let's take a listen to her after her winning round.
I'm kind of speechless right now. I mean, it's like the biggest rodeo in the country. It's the one you hope you're invited to, that you get to come to. And the caliber of horses in the short go today, I thought, I was just hoping to go in there and maybe get a check. So I'm speechless.
And what about that win, you know, just 1 second ahead of Mary. How does that feel? I mean, you barely beat her.
Yeah. Well, Mary hit a barrel, and her horse has been awesome. I mean, you can't take it away from Mary. And Sherry Servey, I mean, what can you say about Sherry? She's a champion. She's been a champion forever. And Tana's horse has been running good. That's been a strong mare through the whole series. And I'm just surprised that it worked out the way it did, because I was hoping that I knew I'd end up fourth, that's for sure, but I never thought I'd end up first.
Were you holding your breath when Sherry was out there?
I wouldn't watch the screen, because you know Sherry is tough. You never count your money till Sherry runs, and I figured she's done so well here before, her mare works so good here, so I was just thinking, well, at least I ended up second, and I was way happy with that. I'm just happy to be here. It's just such a great memory that I'll treasure it forever. So.
Can you tell us a little bit about your horse that you've been running here in Houston?
Yeah. Fuzz came to Fred. My husband's a trainer, and they sent him out to him to train when he was four, and they decided just to sell him, and I tried to get girls to come ride him, to sell him for the owners. Nobody would buy him, so I said, oh, I'll just buy him. I was working a lot. I'm a registered nurse. I work in the emergency department, and I have four kids, so I wasn't going very much. And I bought him and thought, well, maybe this will get me back into the barrel racing. And he just got better and better. This is his seventh summer. He's won the Wilderness Circuit four times, been reserved twice. I baby him. I just take him where he likes to go, and he's probably won about $350,000 now.
Is he going to get some apple treats when you guys get back?
He's got a whole bag. I'm sure he's getting them right now. My husband's got a hold of him, so I'm sure he's getting babies right now. Yeah. If he doesn't get them, he'll tear the bag apart until he gets them.
Well, congratulations. That was a great run.
Houston has treated us good. We sure appreciate all the volunteers, and everybody's just made this, the food, everything. It's just a wonderful rodeo to come to. I sure appreciate it.
When you finished the run, did you think it was the winning run?
No. I actually, I struggled a little bit on the first, and I thought, well, you know, it's not going to be as fast as it was, and I knew those girls were going to come hunting it, and so I was just hoping. I knew with Mary having the barrel down, at least I ended up third, and I thought that's pretty dang good. So I had no idea. Nope. I just went out there and cinched him and was getting ready to head out the door.
And how long have you been in rodeo?
Oh, you know, I started, like I say, I bought my first horse waiting tables, and I rodeoed in high school. I actually dated Fred, and he trained a horse for me, and I won the state Colvin and went back to nationals and did well there. And I rodeoed on and off, and then all four of my boys high school rodeoed, so we did a lot of that. And I've just got back into it competitively about the last 8 years. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, guys, there was your winner of the barrel racing, Nancy Hunter. She's walking out of here with a nice big paycheck, $50,000. And, you know, she gives a lot of credit to that great horse that she's had that she's been running down here at Rodeo Houston. And, wow, you know, when you have such caliber or such talent down here like, you know, Sherry Servey with Stingray and Mary Walker, you really have you know, you really have a lot of competition. And like she said, she couldn't even watch the screen. She was just, you know, glad to be here. And we were excited to see her in the Final Four shootout. And it was really great to see her come away with such a big paycheck. So congratulations to Nancy Hunter. So that's going to bring us down to the big man sport, the sport that we all love so much, the bull riding. And I've got to tell you, another great round. A lot of talent down here. Clayton Fulton, Cody Whitney, J.W. Harris, the three-time world champion bull rider, Clayton Savage, Ty Clearwater, who's on such a big run, you know. There's so much talent down here in the bull riding. But the Final Four, the four that made it back to the shootout, would be Clayton Fulton, Cody Whitney, Clayton Savage, and, you know, surprisingly enough, now there were only three qualified rides, so the fourth one had to be brought back on time. Just by the skip of his teeth, J.W. Harris was able to make it back to the shootout. And when the dust settled, there were two guys in particular. Clayton Savage came out with 80.5 points. J.W. Harris got the job done with an 89-point score. So that was what it was all about, is being able to take advantage of the opportunities that you have. And the three-time world champion, J.W. Harris, was able to do that. So let's take a listen to the winning The winner of the Rodeo Houston BP Championship round, J.W. Harris.
It feels good. It's been a long time coming.
89 points. Tell us about that bull you had.
I didn't know him, a bull of Brian Payne's, and they said they were 87 on him here in one of the Super Series, and so it worked out good. I mean, it plays out a lot. I mean, 50,000, that'll get you down the road for sure all year. And it just takes the pressure of knowing that you've got to win money to pay your bills off.
What are you going to do with your saddle?
It'll probably go in the choker room with the rest of them.
What are your plans now? Do you have more rodeos that you're going off to right now?
We were supposed to fly to Dodge City tonight, but for a CBR, but we're not going to make it, so we canceled the charter plane, and then I go to Goliad, Texas tomorrow for, it's going to feel like I'm at a practice then, being here for 2 weeks in this big building, going to little Goliad, Texas, but it'll be fun.
What do you think about the format with the Super Series, then semifinals, then championship?
I like it. You know, I mean, it gives everybody a chance to win money, and everybody's on a level playing field, and I wish all the rodeos would go to this format.
How did you first get started in bull riding?
I grew up in the sport. My dad rode bulls, and, you know, so I was around it from the time I was born. So, you know, I watched my dad ride and just figured that's something I wanted to do.
It's hard to sit there during all the semifinals, sitting to see who else you're going to compete with and everything like that.
No, not really, because, I mean, I was rooting for them other three guys to win. Well, I mean, we're all good friends. And, you know, when Cody Whitney was riding, I was hollering louder than anybody was in that, you know, and so it's just fun getting to ride with your best friends in this deal.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, guys, there's your winner of the bull riding, J.W. Harris. And this guy's got so many buckles. He's got so many saddles, but has deserved each and every one of them. So congratulations to J.W. for another big win here in the 2013 season. I believe there's going to be a whole lot more to come along with it. Well, fans, that is going to wrap up our 2 weeks down here at Rodeo Houston. And I've got to tell you, this was absolutely great to have you guys a part of our show, to listen in each and every round as we do our rodeo wrap-ups. We look forward to so many more. Now, we've got a lot more coming your way here in the next few months. We're going to be up in Oklahoma City for the Dodge Ram Circuit Finals, so you guys do not want to miss out on that opportunity as we give you another rodeo wrap-up after every event with round winners. We'll be interviewing so many of your favorites down there. It's going to be another great opportunity. We'll be down there. Steve Kenyon will be airing the live radio webcast so you guys can join in. We'll have the links posted on MakingEightRodeo.com. So until the Dodge Ram Circuit Finals, April 4th through 6th, you guys make sure to tune in to Making Eight Rodeo. We're going to be back on the ranch with special guests talking more rodeo with the ones that you guys love so much and see so much about. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. All of the action is coming your way. MakingEightRodeo.com is where it's at. We have been so fortunate to be down here. Want to send another thank you out to all of the sponsors, Rodeo Genius, Extreme Sports Medics, all of the guys who have supported Making Eight Rodeo Network through the years, as well as the Rodeo Houston Committee down here. All of the sponsors, the media relations personnel, everybody has been great down here, and we look forward to being back again next year. So until then, rodeo fans, you guys continue to follow along, support us. Special thank you to all of the fans. Frank, for joining me down here in Houston. Brother, if it wasn't for you, we would not be down here. Great to be parked in your driveway for the last 2 weeks, and we look forward to being back again next year. So, fans, you guys stay tuned, be blessed, and have yourself a fantastic weekend as we wrap up from Rodeo Houston. Until next time, fans, take care and have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.